Jeffrey's just about to post his comments. He's wrote "You're beautiful" to a girl on Instagram and he's gonna comment it publicly. Jeffrey, I'm not sure that's a good idea. And he's sweating and he's shaking and his heart's beating fast and his finger goes down to post. And then suddenly, someone stops him. Someone saves him from embarrassing himself. Who could it be? Adonis. Adonis sees young Jeffrey making the mistake that so many young guys make. Publicly commenting on a girl's picture and saying, "You're beautiful." Or even worse, pretending to like something about that girl which isn't her appearance. And so they comment, "Oh wow, nice plant pot in the background. Oh, whoa, is that a poster behind you, this band? Because I like this band." They don't. Adonis is going to save Jeffrey. And so, day by day, Adonis teaches Jeffrey exactly how to master the art of complimenting a woman. And it works. Jeffrey actually gets his first ever girlfriend. And he gets to live this terrific life of beautiful memories. Their first date, their 10th date, the 100th date. He's genuinely actually really happy with himself. And so one day, Jeffrey is in a beautiful restaurant with a waterfall view, sat with his woman, with this new self-image as this guy who's actually intelligent and wise and mature and sophisticated. He's got a beautiful woman on his arms who actually really likes him. And in this restaurant on this day, at the corner of his eye, Jeffrey spots Adonis just reading a newspaper to the side. Adonis sees Jeffrey and his woman, and they both just give each other a little nod. I'm going to tell you about my first ever cold approach. So if you visualize me, awkward, skinny, fat, little brown kid, who's traumatized, is watching these like cold approach videos on YouTube. "Oh, go up and compliment her. That's a really, really good idea." Right, okay, so I'm gonna try this. Me and one of my friends go to the town center. We take the bus there and everything. And I'm already nervous, by the way. We're walking around, you know, Hamza, there's a girl there. No, she's busy. No, she's ugly. Like, she wasn't ugly. Oh no, she's working. No, she wasn't working. Just excuse after excuse after excuse. Finally, it's almost time for us to leave. We've been walking around for like 2 hours like predators looking for like women to practice on it. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy. I'm only 16, okay, so it's not that bad. But eventually I'm just thinking like, I think I'm just going to do it. My friend has walked up a little bit and he hasn't even realized that I've slowed down. Inside of this shop to my right, there's like a clothes shop. There's like a female assistant, you know, who's working there. She's just kind of like stood at the front, just waiting for someone to come in to greet them or whatever. And I think, yeah, this is it. So I literally just walk in again, skinny, fat, awkward, traumatized 16-year-old me, walk in already nervous and stuff. Oh, I just wanted to, you're beautiful. Sorry. I literally apologized. And I walked out, you know, in a second of awkwardness. I didn't even look behind me. I didn't even wait for, you know, to hear her response or anything. Few seconds of awkwardness and you know, some weird kind of shame for, you know, not being super confident with what I did. But then after that, I actually started to feel pretty good. And when I told my friend, he had stopped and he looked at me. He was like, "Why did you go in there? Did you speak to her?" And I said, "Yeah, I did. I said she was beautiful." He said, no, you didn't. Like, we're actually kind of happy. And you know, it was on the same day when I was still 16 years old, literally the same day that we ended up getting the bus back towards his house. And on the bus, there was two girls there. And we literally thought we should, like, you know, carry on the momentum. We end up, our stop was the next one, but then the bus stopped and they were getting off, so we pretty much followed them off the bus, but like, it was only like an extra, it was only like, bro, cold approaching makes you fucking weird, man, it makes you do some crazy shit, like, yeah, so we're following these girls off the bus, and it's literally only like an extra 2 minute walk away for us, so it's kind of worth it, I guess, but yeah, we end up going off, and the momentum's just inside of me, and so it was so much easier for me to kind of like, you know, we walked in front of the girls for a second, then I just, you know, got a little bit more confident. I stopped and just said, like, oh, excuse me, like, do you go to our school? I thought I you know, it's, I wasn't smooth, but I did say something like, oh, you know, do you go to our school? I didn't recognize you. Oh, does your sister go to, oh, okay, but so where are you from? What are you doing today? And I'm pretty sure I ended up getting her number, which was the first cold approach number that I had ever gotten. On my first ever day, second approach. The momentum carried me there. And I had a really good mindset about this where I didn't feel like this huge amount of like shame and regret. And you know, a lot of guys will go out there to cold approach and they feel horrible after they've been rejected. I had one friend who I was kind of like coaching. And when he went, and he was honestly, quite frankly, a Chad. I'm not even taking the piss. This is what like a lot of people online don't realize. Even Chads are struggling these days. So this guy's 6'2", attractive guy. He was getting into the gym and everything. Nice style. And he ends up going out to cold approach. And I speak to him the next day and he's like, I got fucking blackpilled. He's like, no, I will never go out and approach again. I will never do it. I'm like, wait, what happened? He's like, bro. Like, he spoke to, like, four women and he got rejected. He said, even the fat bitch rejected me. That was his words, right? And obviously, it can be quite, like, a black pill moment to go and cold approach and try and compliment a woman and she doesn't take it well. And maybe you've complimented a woman online or in school. These days, it seems to be all online. And she leaves it on read or she ignores it. Or worst of all, you can kind of tell that she's probably screenshotted it and she sent it to the group chat of people that you know, and it feels really awkward. That's what we're going to cover today. I'm going to try and help you to master the art of complimenting a woman. Now, there is an actionable step for you because this is an actionable video. The actionable step is that when you are ready, whilst watching this video, you must go and actually use what you're learning here. That means that there's going to be a point, listen up, okay? There's going to be a point in this video that something's going to click for you and your brain will literally start to process exactly what you could say to someone and it seems like it would be effective. At that point, it is your duty to stop watching the video and go and do that thing if it's possible. If obviously it's like 9 p.m. right now and you don't want to, you know, you're not going to go and like find a house in the night, obviously. But if it's online, for example, if that's what your brain has processed, oh yeah, I could send her this message, this girl that I'm speaking to. Do it immediately. It serves you more if you go and take action, even though it might be bad for like my YouTube metrics if you like pause the video or something. I'm hoping that you come back and finish the video because there'll be lots of extra tips and the last chapter that we're going to cover is kind of juicy as well. Don't jump over there just yet. Let's go in order and let's start first of all with the power of genuine compliments. What's the actual reason why we're going to be complimenting women? Most guys get this wrong because most guys, chances are you're looking at this quite in this binary masculine way of like, okay, complimenting is something good that I can do. Why? Think about it. Why do you actually think that complimenting a woman is a good thing? And don't bullshit, by the way, because this is when every guy will start to bullshit answers. You'll know if you're a guy who's generally like a little pussy, low testosterone, because you'll start to cope right now and say like, oh yeah, because, you know, I'm just spreading love and joy. Like, bro, be authentic. Do you genuinely care about spreading love and joy? Or are you just trying to fuck? Are you just trying to like, you know, get a girl's number? But be honest, which one is it? Don't lie. For most guys, it's going to be here, right? We're not this spiritually enlightened guy who's given his gift to everyone. We'd love to be there, but you need to be authentic right now. The reason why you're considering complimenting a woman is because you want something out of her. That's gross. This is why you've struggled with complimenting girls so far, because you're gross. I bet you didn't expect like a fucking YouTuber to just look at you and say you're gross. You know why you're gross? It's because you're needy. You're trying to get something out of the act of complimenting and praising a woman. You're trying to get by giving. That's not fair. The point of the compliment is truly to give to her. But most guys have it in their mind of what they want by giving this compliment. And when you are like that, your compliments come off as extremely needy. So if you've struggled in the past with this, if you've gave cringe compliments, if you've complimented a girl and she's not replied online, I guarantee it's because you didn't actually just want to give the compliment. You wanted her reply. Of course you did. That's not a terrible thing, right? It's just that you used compliments as a tool in your like dating toolbox. But that's not the way to really go about it. The compliment is kind of like a gift to a feminine woman. And so this is what I've learned from the book, The Way of the Superior Man by David Dada. So in this book, in chapter 17, I believe it is. Is it chapter 17? Let's see. Chapter 17, yes. I've read this book so many times, I know the chapters by numbers. Chapter 17 is titled Praise Her. And I'm going to read you a little part of this. Praise magnifies the quality of your woman that you praise. What this means is it's like positive reinforcement. You're so beautiful when you smile is much more effective than you're so ugly when you frown. Praise is literal food for feminine qualities. If you want your woman to grow in her radiance, health, happiness, love, beauty, power, and depth, then praise these qualities. Praise them daily a number of times. Praise is kind of like your tool. Not even a tool. Praise is almost like a watering can. Visualize a watering can that you can use for plants. And when you water the plant, it grows. Well, when you praise a woman, you're watering the parts of her that you've just praised so that they grow. So I'm just going to give you a very quick tip here, by the way, an actionable step. This is why you should never, ever compliment a woman on Instagram ever again. You know why? Praise is positive reinforcement. What you're actually doing is positively reinforcing her to keep posting onto Instagram. Because you reinforce the behavior. When you praise, when you compliment a woman, you simply just reinforce the behavior that she's doing. And so when you see her post on Instagram and you comment or you DM or you mention it to her the next day you see her, you're positively reinforcing her to keep posting onto Instagram. That's probably not what you want, right? It's probably the opposite. You probably want her to post less on Instagram, don't you? The way you compliment a woman is you really think to yourself, what is the characteristic, the trait, the behavior that not just for me, but for her would be better if it grew. It could be her acting feminine. And this is exactly what I did. And so with my girl, she had like, you know, these moments of being really, really feminine and she was like cute and she'd draw me stuff. And when I saw that, I thought, okay, that's a really cool behavior. You know, she just drew, like, there was a time when I was, like, on my laptop or something, watching, like, some kind of educational business thing. She's just off to my side. She wants my attention, but I'm kind of focused on this. And she's just kind of drawing. And she's like, look, I drew you this. And it's just, like, a nice flower. And I praised her, like, a crazy amount for this. And I'm genuinely seeing her smile go bigger and bigger. And she's almost like a little girl. And I'm telling you right here, right now, one by one, every single time she showed me this, like, feminine arts and crafts, like making stuff for me, I've praised her like crazy, to the point that she's made me like some really cool stuff. Like this, she's literally made this entire thing. This is like a plant pot made from clay, and it's got a lion at the front of it. My name means lion. If you go and like check on Google, Hamza translates to like lion or brave lion. It's a cool ass name, isn't it? And so she's literally done that. And then also, since I'm lion, I call her Kitty. And then she drew this, she painted this for me. A little cactus pot with little kitties on it. And she also like got me the cactus as well. And I told her this is probably one of the best gifts I've ever gotten, just because like it just stays on my desk and I'm on my desk for like 10 hours a day, so I really like it. Oh bro, imagine that. Imagine if your girl's making you like this type of stuff where she's literally spent like hours drawing these cute little cats and everything. Look at that. Praise got us here. And so she gave me those, you know, the plant pot, she gave me the pencil pot. And I'm literally thinking to myself, wow, like chapter 17 in this book, praising a woman is so effective. And then I go downstairs into the kitchen. And there's my mum just cooking in the kitchen like I always see her. Almost like a sad look on her face. And I'm realizing like she doesn't get praised anywhere near as much as she should do. You know, it's so easy when someone is so consistent in the things they do for you to just get adjusted to it and to not remember to be grateful for it. But there's something that a woman is doing for you. Maybe it's a mother. Maybe it's your mother. That you could go and praise. So I don't know how applicable this is for you right now, but an actionable step, which will actually help you still get girls, is to go and think of a praise for your mother. Now, you know, there could be a guy, oh no, but my mother's a crack addict or something. Okay. But for the majority of us, there could be some kind of praise for your mother. And even if your mother's passed away, you could still kind of visualize one. If you just close your eyes right now and think about the things that your mother has done consistently for you to the point that you've adjusted so much to it that it just kind of feels like normal life that she does that thing. So for me, it's cooking. Like, she's literally in the kitchen right now as we speak. It's also washing the clothes and putting them into my room, taking care of the house. These things you only really notice when the person kind of stops doing them, but they're doing it every day. And if it's a woman, a feminine woman, you praising her for it in the right way will make her like so bubbly. And you know why this will help you get girls, even though it's with your woman, with your mother? Because the way that you praise your mother will also work for the way that you should praise like the girl that you want to or are already dating. It's the same way. Praise doesn't have to be sexual, although we will talk through like sexual compliments later in this video. Don't skip that just yet, you horny motherfucker. But like, there's one that you could probably generate for your mother in your mind right now. And I'd say this is an actionable step that if you really want this video to help you and genuinely change your life and your family life, which is fucking awesome for a video to do, when you really think about how nice that would, like, of an impact that would be on your life to have like a 1% happier family. Really just think of one praise that you could give your mother. And go and give it. Right now. Right here, right now. You don't even need to pause the video because I'll go and do it right now. That's what we call an actionable step. If you didn't go and do that, you're a pussy. And this is your last chance before we move on. If you haven't went down and spoke to your mother, go and do that right now. I went down with a massive smile on my face and hugged her. And she was like, oh, why is it Mother's Day? And then I just told her the truth. I'm recording this video. I'm telling everyone that they should praise their mothers because of how hard like their mothers probably work. And I said, like, you know, you're always cooking and you, I'm out of breath for running up the stairs, bro. You take care of the house and everything. And, she sat there like in the sun, just smiling right now. So that's all it takes. That's literally all it takes. And if you've got the experience of giving your mother a compliment like that, you're going to be better at complimenting a woman. 100%. Obviously, your mother's a woman, but like complimenting the woman that you want to date. Of course you will, because the compliment, like the nature of the praise is the same. And the reason why I suggest for you to almost like give one to your mother first is because you don't really want anything out of it. You just want to make her feel kind of nice, right? That's exactly why you should compliment a woman, even the woman that you want to date and the woman that you want to sleep with. It should be in the same energy that you'd give to your mother, in the sense that like you just want to make her smile and know that you appreciate something about her. That's how you give like a genuine compliment. Now you might ask, but wouldn't I be a simp? If I complimented a woman on something like this, wouldn't I be seen as a simp? And so we're going to have an entire section in this video of how to avoid complimenting like a simp. Now, here is a rule that I think you should follow for the rest of your life. If you aren't with her in a relationship, dating, whatever, if you're not with her, do not compliment her appearance. Do not compliment anything about her looks. Use that rule. So let's say there's a girl in your workplace or your class. It's so easy for like the beta male version of you to compliment. And probably you'll never have the confidence to actually say that she's, you know, beautiful or anything. But you'll say some stuff like, oh yeah, that dress looks nice. Or, you know, that the stickers you have on your bag are really... No. Nothing about looks. The reason why you can set this rule is, one, you'll seem a lot less like a simp who's commenting underneath her pictures, wow, you know, you look incredible, oh yes, nice smile, babe. And also, two, it makes you work harder to actually see for yourself, okay, apart from her beauty, what do you actually like about her? Because if you use this rule, you'll realize that there's nothing of a girl that you actually appreciate. It's just that she's kind of nice looking, that's it. But if you made this rule that you can't compliment a woman unless you're with her on her looks, you'll realize you'll turn into a lot less of a simp. This is the problem with simping, is just that all guys are basing it on her looks, or they're almost giving like a fake compliment which is not on her looks. So for example, we've got the rule that you can't compliment a woman on her looks unless you're actually like with her. Maybe you're on a date, okay, that's fine. But if she's like some random girl that you've barely ever spoke to, or some girl in your class who's not really interested in you, complimenting her on her looks is gonna seem a bit like cringe. At the same time, don't just then think, okay, well, you know, I'll just send her a message on her OnlyFans. Oh, you've got a lovely smile. I can imagine some simpy guy like doing that, of like, you know, to some girls literally there, bent over with some massive fucking, like, you know, doing something sexual, and this guy is commenting like, oh yeah, you've got a really lovely smile. Like, that's still being a weirdo, okay? So the idea is, if you compliment the way that she looks, it's usually not gonna be a good thing. If you are just like very soon getting to know her, or slash like don't even know her at all, if you're in a relationship with her, 100% compliment her beauty. In my opinion, like if you want a fast tip, the fastest and like one of the best kind of compliments you can have, which is such a boyish one, with a girl that you're actually with, is to just wolf whistle at her. Literally just fully like check her out. She's walking away from you. I think I said this once recently. She's walking away from you. Stare at her ass and wolf whistle with like a boyish smile on your face, and I guarantee she will have like literally the most giddy girl kind of response to that, if you're with the girl. If you're not with the girl, then probably don't do that, because it, you know, some girls can be offended at it, you might not pull it off in the right way. If you're not with her, then just go with compliments which would make her feel good, for the sake of just making her feel good. And I'll tell you about this. So I go to the gym at the same time every single day, and often I'll see the same kind of people around me, and there's a girl I see who's always there at the same time as me, consistently every day, and she stays for quite a long time, like a solid hour and a half or something, and she's usually there before I even get in, so she's probably there for even longer, right? And she's grinding it out, but she's got a very like lovely personality, she's kind of like dancing and stuff and whatever, right? So I see her, she's doing a normal workout, I'm doing my normal workout, and as she's walking like somewhat near me one day to go to like a different machine, I'm not so social in the gym these days, so this isn't about me flirting with her or anything, but a personal trainer sees her, maybe they somewhat, you know, have seen each other enough, and the personal trainer kind of shouts out in a playful sense of like, oh, you're a beast, you're in here, you know, you're still here, like he says something like that, like, you're still here, you're a beast, insinuating that, okay, she's been here for a while, she's working really hard. She has the biggest smile on her face. And I promise you, after that, she stayed for extra long. She started to, like, experiment with new equipment that I could tell that she wasn't really used to. She starts, like, sprinting on the treadmills. Later on, I'm stretching near, like, the place where we have a boxing bag. And she literally just puts the gloves on and starts training on that. And, like, her form was whack. And I didn't want to be, like, I didn't want to go up there, oh, you know, as, the, like, a fucking, sometimes, like, guys will do this, like, oh, hey, let me give you some tips. You can do if you want, whatever, but her form wasn't very good. But, you know, she was trying anyway. And so she's literally on the boxing bag. She's smiling. She's got, like, this extra playful part inside of her. And she's literally in the corner, like fully, like, bursting into, like, dancing and stuff after that. And, like, just smiling so much. That's what a simple compliment did. Do you see how the PT did not compliment, oh, hey, nice ass, babe. Oh, hey, you've got a lovely smile. Because those things can be seen as cringe if you're not, like, close enough intimately with the girl. The PT complimented something fantastic, which is literally just, oh, hey, you're still in here. Wow, you're in here a lot. And she took pride in that, because a gym girl will take pride in that, right? So you could literally steal the exact same compliment that he did. Next time, if you're going to the gym and you see the exact same girl in there all the time, you can look at her in a sign of respect, do something like this, be like, you're in here like every single day, nice one. That's it. You literally could just say that, and, you know, she smiles, whatever, and walk away. And I guarantee she's going to have not only a way better day, way better training session, and she's also going to remember you. You didn't want anything from her. Now you see how that isn't simping at all. You see that that's like what a genuine compliment is. When you genuinely respect that this person has been there doing this thing. When you genuinely like this thing about a person. When it's just based on superficial looks, that's when you can come across as a bit of a simp, and you probably don't want that. Now, hearing all this, especially with, you know, the example I've given you of complimenting the girl on inside of the gym, you might still have another limiting belief, which is, but I still don't feel very confident. And this is where most guys get stuck. You're learning more and more, okay, praise is important, how to praise without being a simp, but you still don't feel like confident enough to like give more compliments out. And this is where I can give you one fast tip, which will literally not only help you give out compliments, I'm not exaggerating when I say that this tip will help you with 100% of your life. Can you think what it might be? This is an actionable step that you should do before you're about to go and approach a girl or compliment her, whether it's online, whether it's in person. And it's also an actionable step that you could do before you literally go and do anything in life. And it's to breathe fully. There is a chapter, before you get like weirded out by that and you just wanted me to give you like, okay, just say this, bro. Trust me when I say, I'm using, like, think about it. I'm this YouTuber. I'm using a part of my video, valuable time in the video, to give you this advice. I would only like say the things that I thought was gonna be valuable to you. I promise you that this is one of the most valuable tips I could genuinely ever give you. No matter what I learn in the future of my entire life, this is probably one of the most valuable tips I could ever give you. And it's to breathe fully, to unlock your diaphragm, your stomach when you breathe. You will get so much more present, happy, in a social flow, strong. You'll overcome a lot of that neurotic self-concern, you know, the thinking that we have when we're just stuck in our brains. Because that's what happens to me quite often. And so when I first joined this gym again, like I had been in this gym, I've spoke about it a lot in previous videos, but then I left, I traveled around, I moved into different countries, I came back and I joined. And I kind of like, you know, fell off my breathwork meditation practice. And I went in, and for a bunch of my first workouts, I was kind of that guy with his hood up, just kind of, you know, just focused on my own thing and just being silent and, you know, just doing my own thing. And honestly, I had quite like negative thoughts in my mind. And then I remembered the tip that I had learned from here, which we'll discuss. And I started to breathe fully, just literally for a few seconds before I'd walk into the gym. You know, so I'm walking towards the gym, or usually I run to the gym. And I'm starting to implement this practice, which I'll literally walk you through the exact way to breathe. And by the time I'd walk into the gym, it was as if suddenly I was visible to everyone where before this, and I was wearing the same clothes, by the way, I still had the hood up and everything, like, so before this, I was kind of, like, I felt kind of invisible to people. I was just, like, an NPC who's in the gym who's also doing his workout. I promise, every single time I do a few deep breaths, suddenly it feels like there's almost a spotlight on me in the gym, and I'm not saying this out of ego. This is just simply a fact. Suddenly, I'm so much more visible, because it's, like, the smallest part of your body language. Maybe your shoulders literally just do this. And just see my shoulder there. Just this little difference here. So you can go in, you've not been breathing right, you've been breathing shallowly, you've been sitting down with shit posture, you go into the gym like this. You breathe right for a few seconds, you kind of open up your body and you look like this, like that little bit of a difference. It's like that makes such a difference in people's brains, primal brains and nervous system, that suddenly they see, oh, happy, friendly, healthy, strong guy over there, and they actually look towards you. Girls smile, guys come over and talk, and literally the first and every time that I've just done a couple of breathing practices, but also like specifically kind of like opened up the front of my body, literally just by doing this. So like this is how we normally stand. Literally just do this, just push your gynecomastia out, like push your chest out, breathe fully, which I'll explain how to do that. Every single time I do it, I promise at least 3 or 4 people come and speak to me in the gym. Suddenly, it's like, okay, is it just a coincidence? It probably is a coincidence, but that more and more people who recognize me will come in on those days. That someone who I used to speak to in the gym a year ago, suddenly just, this is their first workout back, and they come straight towards me. We have like a conversation. Then another guy comes, walks over. Oh, Hamza, how many subscribers are you on now? Then his friend comes over. Then like the girl in the corners, like smiling towards me. Then a girl walks into like the part where I'm training, and she's actually like an old friend's sister. So I'm speaking to her. Like suddenly it's like, I'm in this social flow speaking to like multiple people for the workout. It can be a bit of a distraction, I will admit, but it's kind of nice to feel like you're socially included in the places that you go to. It really is, and it really does destroy the anxiety, you know, that anxious, negative thinking that you get about yourself or about other people. When you're speaking, when you're in the social flow, you don't get that, and you just have way more of a pleasant time. And sometimes, honestly, I have a better workout when that happens, because you just kind of feel like a stronger, you know, like, if you put yourself in that situation where literally 3 people come up, they recognize you, they speak to you, they, you know, they say, oh, you know, they're asking you questions, you ask them some questions, suddenly you notice that, like, a girl in the same part of the room has looked over towards you, like, 3 times. You're probably going to train maybe a little bit harder after that, aren't you? It's kind of nice, isn't it? This all comes down to just breathing right. And so breathing right will not just help you with compliments, but with literally the rest of the world. And what you need to do is breathe fully. You can have a look at chapter 47. Let's see if I've got it right. Is it 47 or is it 45? It is 45. That's kind of close. Chapter 45 of our book, The Way of the Superior Man, breathe down the front. All men tend to have blocks in the front of their body, along an imaginary line that runs from the top of their head, through the tongue, throat, heart, solar plexus, navel, genitals, down to the perineum. The principal bodily key to mastering the world and women is maintaining a full and open front of the body at all times. The best method is through full and relaxed breathing, drawing energy down the front and freeing attention from neurotic self-concern. This is the most important book that I read every single day. This is the book that has changed my life the most. In this book, he's saying the principal bodily key to mastering the world and women is to maintain a full and open front of the body. Most men will close up the front of their body because of poor habits, neurotic self-concern. Because when you think about it, when you're thinking, overthinking about yourself, anxious, you know, you're thinking kind of negative thoughts, naturally your body language will kind of respond to that. And suddenly you will be that guy who's kind of using his phone like this and the front of your body's kind of caved inwards. If you think to remind yourself of what we've just learned, open up the front of your body like this, and now you walk around. It's like, I don't look weird, right? Maybe with the bathrobe, but like, I don't look like I'm like forcing my like weird posture or anything. I just look like a guy with decent posture. This is a quick tip that just before you're about to go and compliment a woman, you should do every single time. So imagine in this realistic scenario, even if it's online or it's in person and there's a woman you want to go and speak to, literally just think to yourself, okay, Hamza said, oh yeah, the deep breathing thing. Take a full, deep breath to the point that it's loud. like this. And really what you want to do is use the air and kind of force it into the lower part of your stomach and let your stomach kind of bloat out. It's okay. Remember, like, how a king would breathe. He wouldn't care that his stomach bulges a little bit. You need to have that same thing. You shouldn't be walking around tightening up your abs thinking that anyone can see that and someone will respect you more because you've got a six-pack or anything. Let your stomach fucking bulge out when you breathe. Breathe forcefully. Just one of those before you go and do anything important will significantly help you. Now, this is a book on spirituality, masculinity, and everything. But if you want a bit less of like a woo-woo type of practice, Dr. Andrew Huberman has been talking about this practice with a slight change that you can use, which is called the cyclic sigh. And it's very similar to this, but there's just one difference, which is that when you're at the end of the inhale, you stop there for a second and you inhale a bit more. So this is exactly what it looks like. You do a full, deep breath, and when you get to the point where you're pretty much full, you kind of stop for a split second and do another, that the double inhale after that. So it's double inhale and then exhale. That's been seen, literally just one of those has been seen to significantly reduce stress and help people get into the present moment, actually even more than meditation. When there's something that has been proven to be more effective than meditation, you should probably take it seriously. So I know that this is kind of a weird part of this video when you just wanted to learn how to compliment a woman. This is the weird stuff that will actually help you more. I could have spent 20 minutes in this video giving you, like, you know, like a ChatGPT, 20 examples of compliments you could have given a woman and go, yeah, go on, go ahead. You didn't need that. The way for you to, like, compliment a woman is for you to genuinely think to yourself the thing you want to say to her that, like, actually means you appreciate her. You know, it's you, like, being authentic with what you appreciate with her. Me being sat here and telling you examples of things you can say is gonna actually harm you more because you're not being authentic with the thing that you actually appreciate about her, the thing that you respect or like about her. But I can give you more like the strategy that will simply just make you better at complimenting women as a whole instead of giving you the specific words to say. And, you know, I'm equipping you more as like a man instead of like a fucking dumbass, right? So this is the principal key for you to take away from this video is to breathe fully before you're about to compliment a woman, before you're about to approach a woman. Breathe fully whilst you're having sex. Breathe fully 24/7. You will be honestly twice as strong. I guarantee it. Not even like in a woo-woo sense. I guarantee if you start to breathe more fully through the day, I promise you this, and you can report back. I promise you, if you start to really, really remind yourself, write pieces of paper, remind yourself, have like your phone wall screen, literally just saying breathe fully, I guarantee you'll hit more PRs in the next week than you have over the last few months. Guarantee it. You think this is some woo-woo practice? Go and try it. You think, you know, if you're a guy who's having sex right now, I guarantee if you start to breathe fully right here, right now, even outside of sex, guarantee you will last for as long as you want. This sounds like it's a magical practice. It's just breathing properly, bro. It's like the standards aren't that high. Literally just breathe and you'll actually be better in the world. You're here, shallow breath, crooked neck from like the poor posture, wondering like why you feel so weak and so timid in the world and your body language is like this. Fucking open it up. Breathe fully. I'm making you this promise that you can come back in the next week. You will hit more PRs than you've ever done before. Now, obviously, if you're on a fucking huge calorie deficit, okay, fair enough. But like, I'm expecting things to stay consistent. If you're a guy who's actively fucking right now, if you breathe deeply through the day, I guarantee you will last for as long as you want. It's nice stuff, bro. And so when there's a girl that you want to go and compliment, just one deep breath before you... Let's say, okay, I'm in the gym. There's a girl there that I want to speak to. Now go. That's it. And even whilst you speak to her, even whilst you do everything in life, you can still breathe deeply. Obviously, like when you're next to someone, you don't have to like, you know, be loud or anything, but you can still be breathing deeply. One extra tip I'll give you is that when you really are conscious of your stomach, when you breathe deeply, You'll just get into the habit of feeling that you're always kind of tightening your stomach manually. You don't even realize. When you breathe deeply, it's almost like you have to cue yourself to let go of your stomach. And then you'll feel like, oh, wow, now my stomach is actually kind of relaxed. Like, my stomach is actually tense right now. I'm becoming more and more aware of it. You probably don't know. Like, you're probably not that aware of how tense your body is. These things make a bigger difference than you'll, honestly, than you'll ever realize. A bit of tense, like a muscular tenseness in your body, a bit of a shallow breath will genuinely, you know, the trajectory of your life will genuinely be significantly different than if you literally just breathe fully. I know that this seems like a weird thing for me to mention in this video. I wouldn't have spent so long on this if this wasn't so important. If this is one of the first times you're hearing this and you're quite inspired by this, it would serve you well to absolutely obsess over this, to get pieces of paper and write breathe fully, breathe into your stomach, breathe into your balls, and stick it up on your wall, to change your phone wallpaper, to read chapter 45 of this book. You can probably go find it online for free, like the PDFs and stuff, and to literally just breathe fully for as many breaths as possible for the rest of your life. I promise that this is one of the best tips I could genuinely ever give you, and you know that this is authentic because I'm not charging you for this. I'm not selling you a program on like how to breathe fully. You can just do it right now. Now, let's talk about the bit that there's quite a few people probably interested in. Let's talk about sexual compliments. I won't exactly give you like a detailed story just because I don't want it to be too vulgar or personal or anything. But what I will tell you is that when you're literally having sex with a woman is the best time to shower her in compliments. I'm talking every few seconds you're literally having sex with a girl, you can be giving her another compliment. I'm gonna say a few just so you can kind of understand, like, you know, some examples. I'm not gonna say it in like the sexy way that I would when I'm like literally fucking. So I'm just gonna say it in a mundane way, otherwise you'll sound really cringe. I'm not even gonna look at you as well. You're so sexy, that's so hot, you look so good, look how good we look. Things like that. You can just say the same one like 10 times, 20 times. This is the time when you're literally having sex with a girl to compliment her like crazy. Can you tell why? It's manipulative as fuck, but both people benefit from it, but it's like super manipulative because you're gonna get laid a lot more if you do this. You know why? Remember that we said that a compliment is kind of like positive reinforcements? When you praise her, you positively reinforce the behavior that she's doing. So when you praise her a lot during sex, you're positively reinforcing her to have more sex with you. Remember that concept that if you comment underneath her Instagram picture that you're beautiful, what you're not doing is complimenting or like sort of positively reinforcing her, you know, putting on makeup or anything. You're positively reinforcing like the latest behavior, which is her posting to Instagram. You don't want to do that. But when you say you're beautiful, when you say you're sexy, when you say that feels so good, when you say all these things to her, when you're literally having sex, you're positively reinforcing the behavior, which is her having sex with you, which is kind of nice. And so I promise, if there's a girl that you're currently like sleeping with and you want to sleep with her even more often and you want her to like literally feel better and even like kind of melt more and enjoy herself and also make you even feel better, shower her in compliments like crazy. I'm literally not exaggerating when I say every few seconds give a compliment in when you're like having sex. Now, you can also have another limiting belief, but won't this be cringe if I'm just, you know, saying all these things midway through sex? Bro, at this point, if you're literally fucking her, at that point you're past being seen as cringe. She likes you, bro. She likes you. Stop this fucking insecure mindset. Take a deep breath. Literally, the two things you should be doing whilst having sex is just deep breathing and just giving compliments. You're so sexy. No, do this cyclic sigh. Whilst you're fucking. So let's give you a full plan of action that you can go forward with and start actually complimenting women in the right way. First step that I would give you, which I really think you should do, I genuinely can vouch for this book, and I can tell you that I've spent over 100 hours studying this book, and it has paid off completely. I read this book almost most days. I've read it, okay? I've read this book like multiple times, but I continuously study this book because it's kind of like a guidebook to life as a man, and it is super valuable. Chapter 17 is Praise Her. That's the one which talks about this concept. It'd be worth you to recap that. Chapter 45 talks about breathing fully. It'd be worth you to recap that. So this is an actionable step. If you want to further your learning on this, you can go and read those two chapters, 17 and 45. The book is The Way of the Superior Man by David Dada. I literally even have a necklace with the same logo. You can just about see it. Like, this is the man on it. See the one with his little peepee out. See that? This is like by Leonardo da Vinci, and it's called like the Vitruvian Man or some shit. And I've got like the necklace of that as well. That's number one. So recap those chapters. Number two, part of our full plan of action, like a new rule for you. Never ever compliment a girl on her looks unless you're actually like with her or at least on a first date. Never do it like publicly through Instagram. Remember, like a second part of this, always remember that when you praise a woman, when you compliment a woman, you are positively reinforcing. I should have probably explained what that means. Hopefully you'd know. Positively reinforcing kind of means that you like you kind of encourage them to do that thing more. So when you compliment a woman, you're positively reinforcing the behavior that she's just done. This means that you should never, ever, ever compliment a woman for her TikTok, her Instagram, you know, how good she looks on Instagram, because you're literally reinforcing her posting to Instagram. If you see her in person and, for example, she's dressed up for you, compliments, 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 amazing. If you're having sex with her, compliments, compliments, compliments. If she's done something nice for you, she's made you like a cute little thing like my girl has made me, compliments, sweet, awesome. But if she's like posted something on Instagram where she looks good, you probably don't want to reinforce her to be on Instagram more. Not only because, you know, you might feel a bit insecure that she's posting good looking pictures or anything, but the fact that it's like like posting on Instagram is not really a healthy thing, right? So just always remember, it's like rule slash like actionable step number three, only ever positively reinforce the behavior that would actually be good for her to do more. Never ever comment underneath an Instagram picture again, oh hey, you look really good, or you know, some like fake comments underneath her picture where it's like you're not going to compliment what she looks like, but you're going to say, oh hey, you know, did you have a fun time there, oh ha 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 ha, nice plant pots in the background, is that wallpaper from IKEA? It's just cringe, right? You don't want to say anything like nice in her like Instagram, because you don't want to reinforce it at all. If anything, you should be insulting her on Instagram so she gets off the app. Now, the main part of the actionable step of the full plan of action is go and compliment a woman within 24 hours. Once you've done it, no matter how it goes, report back here on this video and write a comment to encourage another young man who's on the same journey as you. Because there's going to be guys who are literally one step behind you, and your comment might have actually helped them better than my entire video would have, because they're able to like relate to you more, the way that you type and everything. So this is an actionable step, a challenge to like the absolute top guys who are watching this, who are literally, you know, you don't have to be super advanced in self-improvement, but more so the guys who have actually got the right kind of mindset, who know they're going to become successful. Go and use this within 24 hours, but take a deep breath before you go and do it. That is the one principle, bodily key of the world. Take a deep breath before you're going to go and compliment this woman. As soon as you've done it, you can use your phone, find this video again, and write your experience, and just write like a little bit of encouragement, because it'd be so wholesome to see this entire comment space just be so wholesome of other guys saying like, oh, this is a really wholesome way for you to compliment a woman. I did it like this. Here's my learning lesson. I probably could have done it like this, or it worked really well and I've got a date with this girl. Imagine how inspiring that would be to another guy who's reading this. If and when you're actually having sex with this girl, shower her in compliments. If you've watched this far, you're probably like a real fan of mine. You're probably like an absolute true fan. You probably appreciate this video. You probably like me. You probably know my story and everything. If you'd like to help me, one of the best things you can do right now, you've probably subscribed already, but you can turn the post notifications on. But one of the best things you can do, literally just share this video to as many group chats and DMs as you can. You can click on the share button, get the link. Go blast it to your friends who need to hear it. Go blast it to like the group chats you're in, which has got some guys, whatever it is. If you get like another 10 people to watch, if every guy who's got to this point gets like 5 people, 10 people, 50 people to watch, I wish there was like a leaderboard so we could see who's gotten the most people to like watch the video, because that'd be awesome. But yeah, that would really help me. And it would also just help, you know, like another young man who you can probably relate to, who's probably going through something similar. He's had the same kind of thoughts and fears and pains, and he gets to have this advice, and we can just grow alongside each other. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!